tomorrow is summer solstice, the day with the greatest amount of daylight in the year. Woody Sullivan knows all about our skies. He's an astronomer, an astrobiologist, and professor emeritus at the University of Washington. KUOW's Catherine Banwell met up with Sullivan at the Mount Baker Ridge Viewpoint, a great place to watch the solstice sunset. She started by asking a question posed by a listener.
Chris Korfman wanted to know if Seattle and other cities design their grids so that some streets align with the sunrise or sunset at winter and summer solstices.
Well, when you first brought this up with me, I said I know of no modern city that has done that. But then, in fact, there is one in England. Milton Keynes is a town that was built from scratch in the 1960s, and they have something called Midsummer Boulevard, which is aligned. But, of course, streets accidentally will be lined up. And in Seattle, it turns out, like, for instance, Holman Street in Ballard is accidentally lined up. But the trouble is that if you're not in a flat area, then lined up with what? Because sunset and sunrise is always as if you're at sea. But in general, you're looking over a ridge or you're looking over your neighbor's roof, and the sun sets much earlier than if you were at sea.
So what you're saying then is in a city like Seattle where there's so many hills, we're not going to get many unobstructed views of the sun setting.
Zero, actually, because even if you're down at Shilshol Bay looking out over Puget Sound, you've got the Olympic Mountains.
So Seattle streets don't necessarily line up, but there are a couple of special places in the city, and we're at one tonight. Why don't you tell me about them?
Well, the one that we're at is called Mount Baker Ridge Viewpoint Park. It's a gorgeous view of First Hill and downtown Seattle and the Olympics. The architects had the idea, and then they pulled me in as an astronomer to make sure they got it right, of making alignments in the park that will be for the winter and summer solstice sunset, as well as the equinox sunset. So altogether, every month, there's a place. June 21st, May 21st, April 21st, and so forth.
There's something a little special about this park. There's these basalt stones. How do the stones work?
Well, it's a slit in the basalt stone. You know, it's a few feet high, and you get behind that. And then there's a slit in the fence at the other end. So you just line yourself up.
Now, there's two other parks in Seattle that have been designed specifically to see the sunrise or sunset.
Right. Fremont Peak Park is on the boundary between Finney Ridge and Fremont. And then there is Solstice Park, which is near Lincoln Park in West Seattle. There is a fourth one that is officially in Shoreline, Richmond Beach Saltwater Park. And there's a sundial as part of it, but then there are some reflectors up on a hillside behind that reflect the light down to this sundial, which is several hundred feet away.
You know, there are theories about structures like Stonehenge in Britain and the Great Pyramids in Egypt that they were aligned with the setting sun for the solstice. Why do you think ancient people were so fascinated with the sun and solstice?
It's no secret, because think about it. That sun going further and further to the south, which means shorter and shorter days, that's extremely important. The summer solstice, you have the most daylight. Winter solstice is more of an existential kind of thing. You really want to see that baby turn around.
Because really it's assuring people that spring is to come.
Absolutely.
And this fascination seems to continue on today. Why do you think that is?
Well, there's, of course, a New Age element to it, an astrology element, but people are, even in our light-polluted skies, still fascinated with the real sky.
That's Woody Sullivan, astronomer and professor emeritus at the University of Washington, talking with KUOW's Catherine Banwell. Our thanks to listener Chris Korfman for the question. The sun sets at 9:11 tomorrow evening. Check out our photos of a recent sunset at our homepage. And if you have questions about where you live, just ask us at kuow.org.